on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
Try to put light down now.
Hey, maybe they've been dumping magic items here for years, and there's like a treasure trove down there.
Oh boy,
I doubt it.
That's the case. We just need to sleep so I can just make the water disappear.
They're like, this is my favorite dumping spot. What are you talking about?
I'm just gonna camp out here, and I will find a way to make the water all disappear.
It's their dragon horde because they're dragon monks. Yeah.
How many water to dust spells that I need to change the whole lake?
Look. Our water.
See, Dan, that's a good point.
You're not here.
You know, see, you think they would be able to keep them all together so they could retrieve them and give them to their new dragon master.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
To walk on top of fire water, dude. I don't know what some of these spells are. I haven't memorized all of these yet.
Some can protect all these. I can hope it. Only on one.
I doubt
roll it.
Roll it. Say mortality roll.
Roll it. Roll it.
Dan's got to say mortality roll.
Mortality roll.
What's the percentage?
2%.
2%? All right.
Yeah, it's funny because he's already dead.
No, not that time.
Huh?
But I'm already dead, so that's why.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm not playing Doom Mood.
It wasn't real, so.
Huh? Yeah.
It's actually Doom Mood that dies mortality roll.
So. Water, water.
Sure.
Water.
He's got on 1%.
I don't have water breathing.
Dan said it.
Do we know how cold it really is?
I
mean, could you
close to touch.
Try to go down there?
Down
yeah, but hypothermia wouldn't kill him right away, right?
No. You just need a heat metal spell. Wrap a chain around me.
Hypothermia really doesn't usually kill you.
I feel like a water
muscle on my butt, so you can't swim in the ground.
Water could be boiling around me.
I could give you my cloak if I was there.
You could put him on a rope, so at least we could pull him back up.
Yeah, but you don't care to do this.
No, I had to sleep so that I can try to resurrect people.
If you're willing to try it, we could tie you to a rope just so we could pull you back up if you pass out. You could try to go down and see if you can find. Time it.
Goes limp. So the rope being taut, it's not limp.
I'm not pulling you back up, but
his legs are in water. You could pull him up.
I could help. I'd probably still
could. Grandma's drug out, harpy body over. In preparation for making the ladder, in case that's the plan.
Do you have a source of light?
No.
I have nothing. I point to the water.
He's new a light coin in a pouch.
Oh, nice.
He's basically wearing underwear and a toga, okay?
Well, good. So we won't ruin any of your stuff.
I have a borrowed bow, a pilfered sword, and looted arrows. So.
Hold on to your equipment up here, obviously.
I might need the sword. But
yeah.
Something comes after me.
Not sure you want the bow and arrows down underwater.
No.
Longsword is a very useful weapon underwater, either.
Somebody give me a dagger.
You want a stabber?
Here
you
go. What a stabber some weapon.
Hey, Ren's trident might be down there.
Yeah, that's unless the monks have that.
Yeah.
Don't push yourself too hard. I don't have a way to bring you back.
They probably have all my items.
The more you said you're gonna haul me up.
No, I'll haul you up, not bring you back from death.
The more you move, the more your muscles will generate warmth. But without water or something covering your skin, it'll bleed off really faster.
Okay.
Don't try to resist shivering.
Okay.
Best I got. I just had an idea. No, I can't. It'll take me a few minutes, but I can make the lard.
What?
I can make the lard.
How?
Need a fire.
I have 8
crystals.
We'll take 15.
Okay.
I have a fireball.
She's going to take fat from the harpies and
yep.
Yeah.
I don't ask questions
and make it
Just let him
not
do his thing.
Solid.
I'll pull out a
torch.
Try
to take it from the more bird-like parts.
Well, the boobs are the most concentrated
really
part
have
of
body fat.
I mean, boobs are pretty much all fat.
So
they
carve the fat, then they heat it, and then they cool it. So it just looks like lard.
Okay. Can I just rub it on my body?
Yep.
And you're not wearing clothes, so everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to rub it everywhere because you want your testicles to freeze. That'd be terrible.
Jasmine's going to go over there. Maybe you should
that's
go
terrible.
Over there.
He's gonna rub it everywhere.
And that's how Leon got the nickname Large Genitals.
I'm so glad I'm not here.
Anyways.
Okay, and then he immediately sets about making a bladder. With that, it's only going to last half hour to an hour, but with that and a bladder, I'm pretty sure you can get down at least once, maybe twice.
It's 2-1,
okay.
Sweetness is
pretty
good.
Hopefully, there are no big monsters
got the
in there.
Yeah, hopefully. Considering I'll be a shining beacon of light to them.
The light might scare them. Actually.
Does anyone have a magical dagger?
Sure, Taya does.
I might have one down there.
I don't know how to read her character.
You haven't gotten any of your items, man.
She's got daggers. For sure.
Could be one of them.
A dagger plus something.
The only thing we're sure of that's down there is
plus
myself.
3.
That's
is there a hit bonus?
But it's a heal sword, okay. So.
Taya has a plus 3 dagger.
You can take my dagger.
Oh, sweet.
Please don't lose it. It's my dad gave it to me.
Yeah. You got another magical dagger that's not so sentimental?
One of the son has one. Well, she says, here, take this one. It's not quite as sentimental.
Oh, good.
My dad just gave it to me.
Because I'm really bad about losing magic items.
Her dad gave it to me. It's not a big deal.
As we can tell, and I'm sitting here rubbing lard on my body.
Taya breathes a little bit. Okay.
I'd really hate to have a talk with your dad after losing his dagger.
He probably wouldn't care.
Nope.
Vano has carried the same magical dagger for 4 years of his life.
While Ren is doing
just
all
four?
Of that mess.
Four actually.
Can I ask Taya to help me cast this wand?
Like 40 or whatever. It was in the.
Well, yeah, they count going back in time. Yeah, they'd be like. No, they were going back in time for 17 years. So
that's it?
The oldest is 17.
Gotcha. Man, so they had a kid so like immediately it. After getting
it. That's why he didn't come back.
Oh, that's right.
She was, like too far along to time travel again.
That's right.
It wouldn't coming back through the mill again would endanger the child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask Taya to come with me to test
so by
the
time you're done,
while they're doing that?
He's got the bladder. He does say it's they cauterize the edge of it, like where you have to put your mouth on it. But the inside's a little bit moist still because they don't have time to dry it.
Ew.
Says the man who carries feces.
Yeah, you do examine feces. This is actually a very natural way.
The being that this moist bladder that I'm going to be breathing air from, I just rubbed her fat all over my body.
Process.
No, nothing about this is natural.
I'm only saying this.
He's using no artificial
your
stuff.
Sword back.
Just because
I said I would find it.
Just because the products are organic doesn't mean that it's natural.
It's naturally sourced.
Well,
organic.
Although Harvey is a monster, not an animal, so
right.
Yeah.
It's kind of extra naturally sourced.
Don't they eat little kids or something? It's fine.
This is like in The Walking Dead where they rub the zombie guts on themselves so they can blend in
it's
with the zombies.
It's fine. See? It's the same thing.
He gives autocorrect
on. Okay.
The funnel will be no tomato.
Equipped with a slightly moist bladder.
That's amazing.
Filled with air.
Yummy.
Covered from head to toe with newly eviscerated fat. It might actually be the right way to word. Anyway, I'll say emulsified for sure.
Okay.
found a boulder.
Ron has one I can give you.
Smallest boulder that you can hold in your hands. Should plummet you to the bottom reasonably quickly.
Dagger in my teeth. Brush me off.
Good luck.
Thank you.
So what is he carrying? A boulder.
Let's go. Okay, make a contact straight up.
Oh, geez, that quickly?
No, just make sure your whole force is the breath out of your...
Made it by 13.
No problem. You managed to hold your breath at first. Takes a good between a minute, 2 minutes, you think, to float to the bottom.
Making sure I don't drop my continual light coin. Actually, I'll probably hold that in my teeth. Probably hold the dagger, hold the boulder.
Yes, the dagger is drawn for light, so that you're not in the light unless you have to, right? That's the plan.
Mm. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. You can use the dagger.
I got the dagger.
Dagger less of a beacon.
So the coin's probably in my mouth.
Okay.
I don't know. Where else am I going to store it? I'm naked, right?
Around your neck, maybe. She had to get a little pouch, so.
Oh, the continual light coin?
Yeah, we could
coin?
Tie okay. it. Yeah.
If it's in a pouch, it's fine.
Oh, you can attach it to your harpy bladder.
So, let me tell you kids the story of how I started my proficiency in bagpipes. It started with a moist harpy bladder.
Ew.
All the kids. All the kids run away.
Screaming. Daddy, what's
That's
Grandma, Grandma, that old man.
Your autobiography. The story starts with a wet harpy bladder, like most great stories.
Oh, gross.
One harpy bladder, drink.
Okay.
It was the driest of bladders. It was the moistest of bladders.
All right. You're sinking down, down, down into the dark world, bringing with you the torchlight worth of
candlelight.
Yeah, candlelight worth of torchlight. Yeah, it's actually hard. Okay, anyway. So the wind noise is probably inappropriate.
It's awesome. It's a great way to start the book.
I try to kick my legs to keep my body temperature down. Unless it slows my descent.
You can go face first and actually speed your descent.
Feels like this and just dive head first, take the screen
I don't know much about swimming.
So you just like your head down and you kick your legs and swim down with the boulder.
Yeah.
It's already pulling you down, it's just a little faster, but you're taking a lift. Okay.
Go back to that smaller size.
Sure enough, as you get deeper, you can see the wall in the direction that you came in from sloping in, and it is a hard stone wall.
It's kind of weird.
So I just start running down it.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably as long as you're holding the boulder. Roll percentile dice.
Percentile dice. $36.
You come off, it's sloping down like this, and then you come off the ledge, and it's pretty steep again, and you're dropping straight down. You figure you got to be at least 50 feet underwater. And then kind of next to that wall, there's an outcropping. Now, the wall itself continues down even further. But there's an outcropping sticking off the wall, and you see what you're almost certain is the healing sword in scabbard laying on the outcropping. So as you get parallel to it, if you don't want to sink down, you'd have to let go of your boulder and then swim over there and get it.
Yeah.
Okay. You let go of your boulder, your descent immediately begins to slow, you start swimming, you have the bladder size, so it's kind of like a little bit of buoyancy, but it's not enough to float you to the surface. You're restraining it down, but you can tell it's adding a little bit to your buoyancy. And you swim over, and by the light of the dagger, you're pretty sure it is indeed the sword.
Okay. Grab it and throw the...
Okay. And even as you pick it up, you're floating slowly up toward the surface.
Well, while I'm down here, I'm going to look around a little bit and see if I can see other stuff.
Okay. There's nothing else on the outcropping, but looking down, you can tell it goes further down than the dagger light goes. Mm-hmm. Roll a d20 if you would.
17.
All right. You see a faint, kind of like a lightish blue area or something luminescent that is directly out from the outcropping, out in the open water, but down another easily outside your light, so another 30, 40 feet at least.
Hmm. I'll try to swim over.
Okay. So you're swimming out away from the wall. You have the bladder. And on the way there, you get to the point where you pretty much have to expel your breath and reload from the bladder.
Okay.
Which causes the water a little bit of buoyancy, but not really enough that you'd notice. I figure maybe it's good for 3 or 4 more breaths. Okay. As you swim out away from the wall, you're at the point where your light is not reaching the wall anymore, but you remember the direction. You don't have direction sense though, right? You remember the direction you came from, unless you get whipped around or something, it shouldn't be a problem. And as you get out,
up's the most important direction.
yeah, that's pretty obvious. As long as you're holding the bladder, it feels like you're fighting it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like you feel a little buoyant. And what you see before you is kind of on the bottom, and it's made of a number of slabs of rock and boulder. And there's one on top that kind of sticks up about a 45-degree angle. And then at the base of it, there is an obvious opening that is curved in shape, like a cave would be, basically. But coming out of the cave is a faint blue light that is bright enough that you can see it even beyond the candlelight of your dagger. And you're seeing it from maybe 40 feet away.
Oh, please don't be bioluminescent drawing me in to hunt me.
Dude, have you seen the abyss?
Yeah, true. It's aliens. Okay. All right. I'm still looking while I'm swimming up that way for
at that point you're not at the bottom, which means like your light is not shining on the bottom.
Gotcha.
Now you could go straight to the bottom, or you could go straight to the bottom back. If somebody threw it in from up there, it's probably right at the base of the ledge.
Oh, gotcha.
So now that you've seen it, if you want, you could turn back and go search along the base of the ledge
for
any other equipment that might be there.
I can always come back for the blue light. It should be fairly easy to
find. Yeah, I mean, you think you didn't see it at first, but you think like once you got down as far as the outcropping, it was pretty busy.
Okay. I'll go back to the wall and pull out the continual light coin momentarily to
light up a bigger area and see what you can find. Okay.
I won't use it very long just because I know I'll be visible from further away. But
okay.
Luckily, things that survive under water, deep underwater, don't rely too much on light to see. So
it can be a distraction or even an annoyance.
Yeah. Might chase away some of the smaller predators.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. As you swim back to that area, it takes a couple minutes, and then you use the continual light, and you do see several items laying at the base of the wall. Mind you, you're probably under a good 60 or more feet of water, you think.
I'll grab as much as I can.
Okay.
Anything that does not look like it pertains to a marine environment.
Well, there's a number of like common things too, like a backpack, clothes, rope, that kind of thing. I'm not sure if you're worried about more common
sailor equipment.
Not really. Maybe a backpack, because they could have had something important in the backpack. I'm sure they would have searched through it and pulled out anything important.
Yeah.
But it could have clothes or whatever.
I don't care about clothes. Well, woodsman, baby.
Okay. So you're probably
lucky I'm wearing some.
You're at 8 to 10 minutes, and you're at the point where you're comfortable. You would need to take another breath, but also you're beginning to feel quite a bit of chill. The lard is not holding up against the cold.
Okay.
So your muscles are beginning to involuntarily shiver, that kind of thing, to try to generate some.
I embrace the shivering.
Yeah. right? You still think there's at least a couple more breaths in the bladder, but you would anticipate that, because you've dealt with cold before, and hypothermia in particular probably, and certainly winter weather, you would estimate that, you know, within 5 or 10 minutes at the most, it'll get to the point of you won't be able to move.
All right, so I don't know how much I've grabbed by now, but I'll start heading back up.
Okay, so you grabbed a half dozen items. I don't have Ren's list of lost items. It was here.
It's only one besides the sword that I really care about. So.
Well, he also sent you or wrote down his lost items, didn't he?
I don't think he ever did. Tommy did.
I sent you mine via text.
Yeah, you did. So at the beginning of the session, you said, you have Ren's character sheet.
Yeah, it was sitting over here. So.
It's folded.
Yeah, it was.
Folded in half a piece of sheet of paper.
You want to look at my character sheet?
I can do yours, at least. Yes.
Under your chair? Oh, I think it's over there under your plate.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Spell books. Because I swipe left, not right. That's why. Okay.
James, did you see that they came out with the new Remarkable tablets, backlit and has color?
No, that's it.
Looks pretty cool.
No.
Absolutely not, no.
There's somebody who put a comment on the post saying, oh, do you think they'll come out with an update that will make my Remarkable work in color?
Oh.
And another person was like, no.
Based on the generally available technology of the universe, no.
Right.
You're going around, Tommy?
The technology you have is not the technology you want.
That's why I did with the Steam Deck.
This is beyond the ability of a software manager.
Okay, so the only item that you found on there that obviously, you know, you recognized was the shield.
Okay.
Albeit that's a fairly heavy item.
My shield
was nothing of huge importance of Ren's was found.
Well, there's a trident, but it's, you know, I was underwater, so it looked like it was meant to be there. So. I figured Poseidon might want it back, so he's going to come back for it. Tridents are initially found underwater, right?
Don't think so.
Oh.
Or in Roman arenas.
Gladiator fans, gotcha. Okay.
You ever seen the Gladiator movie?
Imagine a giant using a trident, plus four trident of speed as a dinner fork.
You have to touch it.
Wow. It's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a cartoon character, you do like an anime character when you're moving really fast.
Pretty sure you have to touch it. Makes sense, you'd have to touch it.
And he throws up, moving too fast.
Otherwise, that would be one heck of a spell. No, I don't want to fight you no more. Item.
Good. Probably working on people. Good situation.
We're just talking about having to touch
it. Okay, so Tommy.
Found some fingerless gloves down there, bro.
Oh, let it be the water breathing. Scimitar.
Might be some of the weaponry I had, but not really the shield stuff.
I don't know that the breathing is part of his problem right now. It's the heat. Like the cold.
Yeah.
Brunson has a ring of warmth. That'd be very useful right now.
My cloak acts as a ring of warmth.
Only you were here. See, you're the most equipped person to be here.
No.
Okay.
I have to bring people back to life.
Yeah.
No, I'm just living dead.
They're not going anywhere. They're dead.
Yeah, but we have undead army bearing down on us.
Yeah, so
they might be getting up on their own.
They might be getting up soon anyways.
Cloak.
I'd rather not see that happen.
And a sword.
Okay. Is it a scimitar? Oh, okay.
That's one of the more important ones.
I don't think he needs a cloak.
No!
I'll grab him. I grab him.
So with the cloak,
I'm actually
kind of
impressed
they
got the cloak down there.
I'm surprised they didn't take
the cloak. You've pretty well overcome the buoyancy of the bladder. So that's enough weight to overcome that. So you're going to, swimming back to the top,
it's one of those, it's not like they can
take work.
Back, no problem. But it'll generate body heat.
Right? Yeah, except that your body's not going to trap much heat because the water's overcoming this. So it's going to bleed off into the ice cold water pretty quickly.
It's going
to
be like
you should be able to make it, but you're going to have to start
soon. Baby silver, like liquid
yep,
silver.
What's going on?
Most people like the eight.
Most folks would probably be useful to one. Most times for both.
Five.
My cloak's not
surprised. I'm not surprised.
Okay.
My cloak is wool.
So you just bundled up the cloak and stuffed that under your arm, basically. You turn around and you see
his white fur.
Like a strange motion in the water. It almost looks like streams with kind of like bubbles, basically. And it's coming from the blue light.
Yep, swimming now.
Start to swim up very abruptly.
Don't like fighting things on their own turf.
Start doing this on the rope so they pull you up.
I don't have a rope.
They didn't do the rope.
Oh, they didn't do the rope?
No.
Whoops.
Damn, not that.
Like, zoinks, oops.
Zoinks.
The rope was one plan.
I will.
Not the one they chose.
My last ditch effort will be to scream into the bladder. And then release it, so when they get it and they open it up, it goes,
WAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAA
Okay, anyway, swimming toward the surface.
Yes.
Roll a d20.
All right.
For a low number.
Oh, that's
2.
This one.
That's pretty low.
So you're one third of the way up. You feel water movement behind you. It actually feels a little colder than, like, the cold water from behind you is coming up.
Oh, boy.
Nearer to you.
I can't sneak a glance to see if
I
see something.
Yeah, I mean, you can. It doesn't matter what way you're facing as you're swimming straight up. So.
Okay.
All right. So you spin around. Roll your point.
Oh, no.
He's going to do the whole Scooby-Doo thing. He's going to flip down on screen.
19.
And we're going to paddle faster.
19.
Good goes.
Okay. So it is evident that there are, like, streams of water that you can... It's like you can see... I can see, like, the difference in temperature in water sometimes, and it kind of just looks like crystalline a little bit, or a little bit of, like, structure lines in the water. That's what it looks like, and there's three of them, and they're kind of, like, twisting out towards you, and they are basically right at your feet.
Oh, wow.
Jim.
Run!
And you're swimming with all your might, and you may roll a d20, sir.
That'd be bad.
No.
8.
I'm going to be worse than the
dragon. So you race toward the surface as much as you can, the bladder to overcome some of the stuff you're carrying, but it doesn't quite do it, and then you're pushing yourself up with your mighty strength, and the tentacles of water are reaching for you. First one missed.
Yeah.
Second one missed.
I have a swimming suit of protection +4.
That's very
good. Put the boat on.
A speedo +4.
And a third one missed. Oh, nice. Okay.
They missed you while you're frantically swimming.
Okay. At this point in time, everyone that's up on the shore, you see
is
bubbles begin to arise out of the water.
Okay. How far out from the shore?
Kind of like it's a pretty diverse area. So it starts maybe like 10, 15 feet out, but it goes like 40, 50 feet out, and it goes in both right or left by like 30, 40 feet.
And you think
it's definitely not coming from him.
With each bubble, you hear screaming.
Something in there.
Yes. I rolled a 15. Hopefully it's a
I'd ready that charm monster if I were you. I've got a hold monster as well.
All right.
I'm going to hold a charmed monster. Or charm a held monster. Is it easy to charm a held monster?
Probably.
I would assume so.
Let me start
so.
Casting right before you.
Okay.
Maybe it is.
Casting for my book, so.
Oh. I don't know if it's worth that. Friends,
we could just hold it and we could run.
It's like the Kraken. I'd say go for it. You should probably get back. Find some cover.
Okay.
I'm just going to try to dolphin right up out of the water onto the shore.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I think that's the way that's going to work. Okay. All right. So roll your swim check.
I rolled a 15.
Okay.
Hopefully it's a strength check.
All right. And they are coming after you. The first one. Hit.
What the heck is this spot?
Hit. And hit. Three hits. Well, low damage, though. You'll take 9 points total.
Do they grapple me?
I'm rolling. One of the three has kind of like wrapped around one leg.
The skulls on
you think
side
that you felt your hand break the surface of the water, however, for a second.
Dimensional and okay. I know both of those, but I'm going to lose them in my book. Could lose them.
Well, you have the kind of aptitude that once you...
So, can I try to swipe that tentacle with my dagger?
Yeah. Before all you attack
once this round.
Without cutting my foot off?
Yeah.
And no trailing
spell? Five.
You have a good backhoe, so...
Yeah. Kind of.
Slightly magical dagger.
Plus three for strength.
I have some for being...
I am proficient.
Water and having able to see it very clearly.
Yes, I am proficient with dagger.
So what level are you here right now?
12.
That's 9.
Seven, 6. I'm sorry.
And so are you set for strength?
Six. Yeah.
Back roll 4, and roll 5, so you hit.
Alright.
Even with the negatives or you're going to be on.
What damage does dagger do?
D3 versus lunge. Plus strength bonus and magical bonus.
2 plus 8 is 10 plus... magical bones.
Okay. It lets go of you, but that also ends the round. So you're gonna roll initiative first.
Not good. 4.
Okay, so he is beat you on initiative. So you would be 3 for 2 with the dagger, I think.
Yes.
Maybe 2 for 1.
No, 3 for 2.
3 for 2. Okay. Which means you would get 2 this round. But if you flat out swim away, then you just get 1.
Well, swimming away would give me a better chance of getting away than that's what I
figured. You're not any more than 5 feet from the surface. So at least if you did clear the surface, you could let them know what the problem
almost?
Is.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do.
It almost got.
I break the water. I break the. Never mind. Save that.
Okay. Anyway, so it will go first. One of its tentacles will attack and will hit. And we will take 10 points of damage.
Jeez. Do more damage with one attack than it did all three of its last attack.
Because it rolled back over this time.
Min-maxing over here.
The other ones were one off of. Two of them were one off of minimum. Okay. I'm going to check and see if it grappled you again. It did not. So you're not currently held. So is your action, will you be swimming or with all your might to try to clear the water or attacking with a dagger?
Swimming with all my might to try to
roll
clear
swim
the water.
Any level?
3.
Pretty low. Okay. Yes. All right. So you actually do like clear the surface, your head and arm, one arm, not both because the other one's holding stuff, does clear the water and you gasp for air and can yell whatever what's going on. However, it does have 2 more attacks. And it missed.
Tentacles!
Oh,
And it did hit with a second attack. Sort of rather. It did one point of damage.
I know, that's what's worrying.
The tentacle comes out of the water, just wraps me around my head and pulls me in.
Taking 1 point of damage.
Alright.
It did not manage to latch onto you. Okay. Cool. So we'll go to the new round. Initiative. You're in the water, basically it's a matter of getting out of the water at this point. Ryan is there, also rolling initiative.
Three.
Lily is there, also rolling initiative. Mm-hmm. Yep. Loma Tosin is there, also rolling initiative.
Do you want me to roll for Taya? You want to do it?
Sure, go ahead.
How far away from shore am I?
Not getting almost.
Can I just throw the stuff on the shore?
I'm sure a sword. I won't go because it's so
water. Sword's around my strapped around me, right?
Could be.
So I'm not too worried about that. But it's more worried about freeing up my hand so I can swim to the shore easier.
But put the cloak on?
You said I have a shield and the cloak. No, the cloak's bundled up.
Cloak and shield are probably both bundled up because he was swimming.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm just trying to get out of the water.
Okay. All right, so we're in initiative. Melee 9, 8.
I'm in 3.
7, 6. Okay, so in 6.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Well, so the sun's going to cast a spell. And 6. And we got a 5. The first tentacle goes in 5.
Can I spellcraster spell? Spellcrafter spell?
Yeah. It is heavier than negative because it's not one you're very familiar with.
17.
There's your turn on the spellcraft roll. You have spellcraft 1.
Guardians minus 2. 2. My village is a 19. So maybe.
Okay, so it's some kind of a transport spell.
Okay.
Similar to Dimension Door. Okay. The tentacle mist. That was in 5.
How many outfits are you going to wear today?
Then we're going to 4.
I'm in 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in 4.
I'm gonna hold for the moment. I don't really have anything to help. It's
I really hope the charm monster works.
Not bad.
Can I even do it if I can't see it?
No, he's
in a very dark place.
I can't even cast charm.
With no tears.
Do I have to drag this thing out of the water?
And I know roughly what she's casting, so I
myself and Darkin are sleeping, and we have the dead bodies.
That's fine.
Ralph.
That's right. Rate as high as the cat.
Well, no, I'm trying to resurrection for him, so.
He's slightly
my hawk
cat.
At? I'm probably going to get, like, an atonement after
that. I can't, he's like, tell her to cat. Do something, can I?
You're right.
I would be hard-pressed if
Leanna... Yeah, I was thinking, like, help him with the items or something.
Bring back Leanna and Growl?
Swim faster.
Bring back Ryan and Leanna?
Ryan and Growl.
Leon's getting brought back before you. Or at a resurrection. No, if he died. She doesn't know.
Alright, I'm going to throw a rope at you.
Great, the weakest
sling it
party
around
member
a tree.
We got.
I'm going to sling it around a tree first and then throw a rope at him.
This ain't great.
Tree close by, right? From your perspective,
I go, oh, thank you. And I pull you in the water.
Somebody who's been suspected.
Okay, so you're doing that,
Tron. Tyron,
I'm sure there's you can use it to pull yourself in. I'm not pulling you in.
It doesn't matter. You still have there.
No, it doesn't.
Her husband did.
I'm not married.
Not your freaky fiance, not mine.
Or tie her on the items, either. And I can pull the items in or something.
There's no ring on it.
You're freaky patrol. your freaky sugar daddy.
Ren is going to, like, right at the shore, standing in about 2 foot of water, like, reaching out for you with a stick.
Okay.
It's because you're trying to talk smack.
Same thing. Thanks! I pulled Ren into the water.
There is a small chance that the next tentacle will attack him instead of you. And it will.
Evasion?
It would hit. He tried to evade it. He does.
Yeah, chair food.
But do you see like a slash of water, basically a splash that goes at his legs? And then he like flips over like a cartwheel, but without putting his hands down, and lands next to where he was previously standing. It's like an office
workplace. But I don't actually see a monster, just like a...
Correct.
Great.
So it could be an elemental.
Water elemental, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. That was 4, or in 3.
Not bad.
3. Okay. So in 3, you have 1 tentacle left. Wilmothoten is almost done casting her spell. Rand is reaching for you, but the branch is still several feet away.
I'm holding the shield. I'm not wielding it, correct?
Correct.
So I can't activate its ability. Huh?
Correct. You have to put it on. You could put it on and then activate it.
No, it's going to take too long.
I haven't touched it yet.
I should have put it on down there because I can go ethereal. Yeah,
it's hard to swim, though.
Yeah, but if I'm ethereal, it's a lot easier to swim, right? To just go up.
I can't stand her. Just every time she
you would go up on the ethereal plane, which in theory would change your position on the ethereal plane.
Oh, anyways.
I just don't like her.
I'm trying to get out of the water.
Okay, so roll a swim check.
8.
I feel like the Dwarf King and
okay. So you swim over to the point where you can reach the branch. By that time, the creature will take its last attack on you. You still have movement left. It does strike. It will do 7 points of damage. It does not entangle you. Okay. Can you grab the branch? And then Wilmothoten's spell goes off. And when the spell goes off, you are standing on dry land where Wilmothoten was previously, and she is in the water holding onto the branch.
She's still a critical character.
She switched positions with you.
Like
I also you got a saving throw versus his constitution. So she's disoriented.
Natural 20.
You are disoriented.
Yeah.
So you will take -4 on initiative next round.
Oh, nice.
If it comes up person. To less, 0 or less, it will matter. It already went.
Where the heck is Shadow? I'm switching places.
Thea goes in 2. She's doing something.
You know, it's these exact kind of actions that make me look like not the hero.
Yeah. Taya trudges out in the water as far as she can go, and she's trying to get between Wilmothoten and the creature. And she has her sword in hand.
You know what kills me? She's probably going to do this one self-sacrifice. Be like, oh, great Norse hero. She's not even Norse, but we're great, grandfather great and her hero. Yeah.
Okay. That brings us to a new round. And everyone can roll our stick.
Oh, that was a 6, and it bounced.
I go in 1, because I have a 5.
How much did you go?
I'm assuming I still get my dex bonus, right? Okay. So I do go in 1.
So the creature is in 6, which I think is the highest.
I'd say it's in 5, I'm in 2.
Okay.
You rolled for Ren, Millie, and Wilma.
Yep. Okay, so the creature will be, he's already got 1 tentacle going after Ren, and it's going to be random for the other 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is Ren also, and that is Taya. So that's not even going after Wilmothoten.
Nice.
Okay. So Ren would be a hit, and he is going to dodge both. He failed. You failed again. You failed on both. You're taking both hits. Oh, puny damage. However, he is entangled. He's being pulled into the water.
Lovely.
He drops the branch, and That's a lot of timing. It's two hits. So her initiative was only one less than the creature, so by the second time, the second hit that hit Ren, she would be casting her spell. It's going to be whether or not she can get it off. It's 1 second. Whether or not she can get it off before the branch actually drops and she has nothing to hold on to. So she does get it off. Okay. Alright, so then Wilmatosa's spell, we're in four.
Yes, the green and yellow.
And her spell goes off. Yes, and she appears on dry land next to you.
Tango's in five.
Tango's in five. Right here, she's going to try to strike at one of the tentacles.
He's so disappointed. She hit. He's crying on the inside. He just doesn't want me to see it. Yes. What is that? What is that? Why would my horse just go flying? I don't know if horses could fly.
Yeah, generally, horses can't, but Pegasus can.
Pegasus.
It's Pegasi.
Which would be a Pegasus.
Pegasus. No, it would be a unicorn with wings. Ring unicorns.
Oh. Or?
Pegasus with a horn.
It'd be a horn.
Slashes the tentacle and it kind of basically dissipates back into the water.
What's the meaning of life? I have several.
So the only one actually still in the water is Taya and Ren. And the creature has grabbed Ren and is dragging him down.
Trying to
drag him into the water.
That's the meaning.
Then it.
Can't get to heaven unless you love Jesus, right?
This is last.
Exactly. Well, there you go. I already informed him of the answer.
Creature goes next to attack her, and then she's going to attack. What was your name? So you go. Creature gets all of his attacks before you go. And she gets both of her attacks before you go because she doubled your initiative.
You snip it.
So
I'm way
she's going to attack.
I have at least 30 years on her, okay?
Oh. It did not. Okay. So, the one that was holding Ren or the other one, though? She got the one that was holding Ren. Okay, so there's one tentacle that attacked Ren that missed. The tentacle that was holding him, she hit and it dissipated. The one that was coming at her, she hit and it dissipated. Okay. And then they're both, like, he's sloshing and flopping and looks kind of sloppy trying to get back up out of the water, and she's grabbing him trying to get back, but they will not be out of the water this round, and then we're in two.
I'm making you mad.
I still have a rope.
That's the thing, I'm not mad.
I'm not getting in that water, so. You're not much of a magic-wise.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
What initiative are we in? Two?
You have
two.
To like lemon and lime.
Yeah.
They will be out of the round, out of the water next round. And she did dissipate two of the three, whether or not they're gone.
You pretty much do any juice.
You're supposed to know what spell you're casting at the beginning of the round, just so you know.
I really don't have any, so.
Yeah.
And I do, but not for this.
Raspberry slushy?
Yep.
Because I love raspberry slushies.
I have a sling.
And I would bring my nose now.
Yeah, but I already told you I'm not making you one.
I'm really not combat ready at all.
I'll make you one.
Well, fine, I won't make you one.
Uncle Ron doesn't know how to use it.
You could just step forward and help them get out of the water.
Fine, I won't make you any.
It's a simple thing to do. It doesn't have to be.
It's a little red
thing to do.
It's a little red
thing
to do.
Get the quick
identity.
Put it in the freezer.
Probably like another
2 to 3 hours. Okay, I'll try to help them out of the water.
Okay, so they will each have a +1 initiative because of your help.
It's not the game.
It's not the game. It's not the game. It's not the game. Initiative 1.
Yes, I'm trying to grab Ren. I'm dropping the stuff on the shore.
Okay, yeah.
And then trying to grab Ren.
Okay, just basically pulling on the water. Just pulling back on dry land.
Now you make friends.
Okay, just roll Benbar's with gates. If you're successful, I will be completely out of the water at the end of the
round. 38, no problem. 60 is my chance.
Rush forward in the water, grab him, haul him back on dry land. Only Taya there, and I'll give her +2 on initiative since you're helping her.
All day long at work.
Help both of them.
Should I roll two?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Are you rolling for 10? Yeah.
I'm in 5 as well.
So 10 gets out of the water before the creature
can
help. 1 in 10 chance that you're still in the water. Okay, so the creature will attack Yasmin. So the creature's initiative was 5. What is it?
5.
Okay. So you're on dry land. She's just barely in the water. Turn around and everybody's like, "Yay, we're on the water!" But she's standing in like 6 inches of the water, and no one's really expecting.
And my plan is to grab her and pull her back.
Okay. So we can say like you're moving forward to grab her. So even if the creature gets a hold of her and starts to pull her in, you won't be able to like pull on her,
rip her in half.
Yeah.
Make a wish.
Oops. One tentacle. Yes. Okay, so you grab her and pull her out of the water. Okay, everyone's out of the water.
Good to be chopped up.
And then
I'm stepping back.
The water
like way
calms
back
down. And it gets quiet.
Well, the bladder worked great.
Found some stuff.
Yeah. It's cold. I'm chittering.
Red, like his entire body is red.
Chattering.
Red says, hopefully that didn't affect your fertility in any way.
Too many animals today. Oh,
that was a possibility?
Of course.
Oh, no.
I'll pull an extra cloak out of my bag and offer it to Leon.
That's all I have to offer to the world.
Here, I'll warm you up.
No, it's not worth it.
It's not going to actually fit you, but I have an extra cloak you can use.
The fire is still burning. We can add some wood.
I know,
the fire.
Please.
So for the fact that I don't want to go down there.
Wrapping her extra cloak and the cat toga. And,
got a beaver.
Yeah, probably. I probably didn't wear that
fire
button, right?
Pretty good. So you can
well,
stay.
Guys, did not you won't drop food on your face.
Okay. So you have found some items.
Well, there's a bunch of common stuff down there, too. I didn't grab any of that.
You do think that, I mean, there's enough of ground down there that it's possible that something else is there, but
is one of those.
Yeah, the area that you searched, you didn't see anything else that was like...
I think I know where the tentacles came from. There was a cave about 40 yards or 40 feet?
40 feet.
About 40 feet out away from the wall. There's a cave with a blue glow coming from it, and I think that's the direction that they came from.
Yeah, the gables.
Yeah,
permanent water elements.
What were they made of? Water?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it looked like some type of elemental or something.
Water
elemental? Like they were type of elemental.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, a good lawful.
I could barely make them out while they're in the water.
We'd have a saw them even when they were attacking us in the shallow water. Just like moving water.
Very chaotic. Good.
Yeah, it's,
oh,
they're basically made out of water.
Neutral experience.
Okay. Water elementals underwater. Very dangerous.
Too many. Yeah.
Basically,
that idea.
Too many.
I could find their cave again if I have to.
Don't kill me, please.
There's a chance they may have drugged some of the stuff away. Or maybe they knew that you were in there and were paying some kind of tribute to them. Or they knew that they would carry the stuff away.
Yeah, your glasses were like halfway down your face.
But you got what? You hold the sword?
She doesn't.
That's Ryan's sword. Isn't it?
Ryan's sword and
now that you bring it out, you realize that that sword appears to be made of wood.
Oh.
The wooden sword, isn't it?
Apparently, it's just a practice.
Stupid wooden sword.
Noise. Ryan actually had a wooden sword.
Too many.
Yeah, I know. That's what he's referring to.
We have a
it's a wooden, a magical wooden
lock. Thanks.
Based
by
actual sword.
Found your wooden sword.
And the cloak and the shield.
The shield's really good for me.
Shields.
The shield that he found is the Leon shield.
Oh, that's my shield.
A sword part.
Bridge.
I thought he was a barbot.
It looks
pretty good.
So you warm up near the fire, And
can I test my wand?
Ren can so do pretty much. You can.
My hair, I want to know what it does.
Ren is going to attempt to do healing on your wounds.
So we use stand shoulders.
Which he did.
You like
could just use the heal sword. But yeah. It's kind of overkill.
Seven hit points back.
I hear the red wants them out too in the new.
I'm going to test this wand on one of those harpies.
Why did you swap places with me? It was incredibly dangerous for you.
I like to live in the ocean.
Yeah, well, please don't ever do that again.
I was counting on its delay and locating me as a new target. And I was correct. The spell allows me to switch places with you and then very rapidly to teleport myself to your side.
Well, if anybody's going to be doing the sacrificing around here, it's going to be me.
He doesn't laugh.
But
well,
I was not.
I guess that's my
anyone perishing at that time.
I guess that's my really weird way of saying thank you.
Is it up there?
Then
on the
welcome.
Printer.
I will count on you to get us safely back to society.
I've said it before.
It is clear that we need your abilities.
What is slushy?
Tell me what it's like. Sounds like someone's gonna saw a tree.
I had a slushy earlier.
Yeah, do it again.
Also, well, certainly you are a man who is willing to do what must be done.
I want to.
Just make I find that quite attractive.
Oh.
And I've seen your testicles today.
I've recently rubbed lard on them.
Very publicly.
Very publicly. I was like, yeah! You all know what I'm doing.
Okay, so we'll break off there for at least a minute. Oh, do you want to do the wand first?
Yes.
Okay, so you point the wand and you say, what's the command word?
Buh.
And a 5 foot high by 3 foot wide mound of popcorn forms around the body of Harvey and begins to fall down in every direction.
It's a wand of wonder.
Oh, I'm so hungry. Popcorn.
Do it again. It'll be a fireball.
Says, don't eat the parts that touch the harpy.
Oh.
Do it.
Yeah.
He's like, I already had my mouth around its skin.
Yeah. I was,
now you have to wait
sucking
an hour.
Air out of he a bladder made out of its body. So.
Leon, okay, so now what do I know about the wand?
You know that if you say "vuh" and point it at a target, it makes a pile of popcorn. Oh,
come on, that's not a spell.
It has to be a spell.
Apparently, it's something's popcorn.
You're a cornermancer.
You could have a random effect, you think.
You are now a cornermancer.
So you can do it again if you want.
Wow.
See if it does something
good. I'm in so
I'll
much wonder right now. Wink.
You're dead.
Wink. Wink.
You're dead.
Find the boogie.
Really?
Dude, it's low moon. It's probably something much weirder.
Hey, at least we're not going to starve.
That's probably a wand of wonder.
I wouldn't say we're going to be
extra steps.
Eating healthy, but we're not going to starve.
Can I, like, picture something specific that I want to happen and see if it happens?
It would be hilarious if I rolled
a
popcorn again.
It's confirmed at that point. Yeah. Now you're pointing at something like, don't worry, I can feed us popcorn. And it's like,
a miniature rainstorm, 4 foot in diameter, forms 10 foot over your head, and it begins to rain on you.
This is rude.
I play with magic items.
I'll hold the shield over her head. Oh, no, wait. Thunderstorm? No, I don't do that. I don't do that.
He said
it's a rainstorm.
Okay, I'll hold the shield over
her head. Rain. Can I, like, step out of it?
3% chance there's thunder. No.
You said rainstorm!
3% chance.
Okay.
You gave him the idea. You're fine.
Okay. Nope. So, yes.
The idea is always
he holds it over top. About 2 minutes after you put it there, the rainstorm migrates down to be around the shield, and it's raining onto the shield on her.
It's what? Just going to
really?
Rain on her.
Yeah.
It wants to rain on her.
Oh, sorry.
You put the shield
it's not gonna
over
work.
Her head?
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Not gonna work,
I was
sorry.
More to that.
You guys should make single
I'll go,
file.
I'm going back to the popcorn and the fire.
Okay, it slowly gravitates back
you,
up.
You guys should march in single file, because then it'll rain on your parade.
Here, you can hold it yourself if you want.
After about 10 minutes or so, it does appear to have decreased in size by 10%.
I'm hilarious.
Step out of it.
Oh, it's decimated.
Of course it does.
It's been decimated.
Are you gonna kill me?
You run a little bit, it slowly comes over. Wherever you go, it's not
and we are literally watching her while we're eating popcorn.
Red fills his canteen.
Off
the
rainstorm.
And they go like this. Drink the water.
You're welcome.
Fresh. Tastes good.
Food and water.
Hey, could you hold the shield upside down above you and collect some of the water?
Sure.
It
lasts for an hour and 40 minutes.
Wow.
And you are thoroughly soaked.
Dude, you're going to have like trench foot.
1% chance there is ever light in
your trench foot?
No light.
Yeah. When your feet are soaking wet for a long time, you can develop
like a day and a half.
Shotting sores on your feet.
We walked in the rain.
They call it trench foot.
Now you've been rained on by your very
soldiers in World War One. In the trenches, the feet were always constantly wet.
Anytime
not a fan of this wand.
They does any time in 1 hour, 40 minutes, it has to wash again.
It's something we had to worry about as meter readers. They always warn us against
sure.
getting trench foot.
Can I try to say it differently? Or something with it, maybe?
It doesn't share his
thighs. You can try anything.
You can also, like, enamor people.
Okay.
You try 30 or 40 they're different all, varieties, nothing happens, and then you say the word again, mostly by accident. Where are you aiming the wand? Where would you say it?
Towards the dead harpies.
No, not the popcorn.
Not the popcorn. Yeah, don't blow up the popcorn.
A different dead harpy that's not going to about
that. Right. Gotcha.
I'm very annoyed that I can't figure out what this actually does.
Okay. The body of the dead harpy at the top of the hill, its feet are covered with a pinkish, goopy substance.
I've heard of pink eye, but never pink foot.
I want to name
it some kind of gummy tar.
Okay. I'll go look and see what it is, I guess.
It smells faintly sweet.
That's what he looks like.
See, like cotton candy or something. And star.
It looks like chewing gum.
So ridiculous.
Nice. Nice. So useful. This wand is useless.
Hey, you think that thing can make some butter for the popcorn?
I don't know. Here, you try.
No. It probably won't work too well.
Right, so says,
I mean, you cast mage
says,
spells.
I wouldn't mind trying it. I've always wondered whether or not I can use wands made from mages.
There you go.
I do cast.
Don't aim it at me.
Okay, so. Aim it somewhere out there.
He aims it out, like, down the shore.
But, like, not too far, because if it's something good, like popcorn, we want it.
Okay. He develops the hiccups. And they're very bad.
Sounds like it works.
Jeez. Wow. Jeez.
He hiccups one time and it knocks him off his feet.
Somebody punch him in the gut. Diaphragm.
His wand is useless.
It only lasts for about 90 seconds.
Oh no, every now and then it does something awesome.
But he is definitely tired when it's over.
What?
Whoa!
Did it backfire? Yeah. Okay. Maybe it didn't work right.
I don't think I want to try the wand now.
Maybe so I had one of these for a while.
Okay, good.
To do back. What with?
You got a
entertain?
Fire. We're fighting undead. He got a fireball off.
He gives it back to you.
Okay. I'll put it away.
Seems pretty useless. I say as I eat.
Or random. I think he accidentally lightning bolted the party thinking it was going to be something else or something.
All right.
I just remember it was
I'm
bad.
Getting clothed.
It wasn't the worst. It hurt.
So, we probably don't have the capabilities of going down or getting me down there to. go back? Safely. Yeah, why not? Now we know there's a cave down there with creatures living in it.
Are you drawing?
These creatures seem pretty dangerous.
That's not a mountain.
Especially if they get a hold of us.
It'd be easier if we have water breathing, for sure.
What's the effect of your sword or your shield?
I can turn me ethereal for a short time.
I can't
erase with you. Can't
dance.
That would theoretically help.
To stop him from being attacked by the elemental.
Oh my god!
Unless it has a presence on the ethereal plane, it shouldn't be able to hurt him. For as long as it lasts.
It only works once per day. I don't know how long it lasts. So.
You were told one turn.
Oh, one turn. So 10 minutes.
That's sure you have to see.
Although you know exactly where you're going now.
Down to the bottom. You wouldn't need a boulder.
Somebody who's dead.
I can see you doing this to a
cat. Duration is one turn.
Maybe the light is what attracted the elemental.
Okay. Well, we're going to pick a pin in icy cold water searching.
She thinks it's a toy and trying to attack it the whole time.
Go my back to assassin hunting briefly.
And she's very, very, very good at
supposed to make a tea party.
If Brian was alive, he'd be excited. He got his sword back.
It's the cloak I'm more concerned about.
I know, the stuff back
there. Oh, yeah, the cloak, too.
I have another plus three of those swords.
So where's your tea party? I'm supposed to go
hunting.
Look up
right
for
a
sailor.
I saw it, like a magic bow and like two other magic melee weapons.
Can I temporarily wear the cloak?
On yours, you're supposed to go out.
Choose to wear Ryan's cloak for now.
Yeah, I'll give it back.
Yeah, where's your tea party?
Or not.
It's back.
Plus three.
You don't know that it's his cloak.
Party.
I mean, it looks like his cloak.
On that campus. Yeah. On this campus,
give me that plus in there. Because I'm really super lazy and refuse to get up.
Yes. Oh!
Since I'm being honest.
Good, now that she took the order.
Did you get the drinks out of the freezer, both of them?
Huh?
I asked me if you got the drinks out of the freezer.
Yes.
You might not be ruining my tea.
How are you, sir?
Hmm?
No medic? A little bit.
Okay, Amalia and Victor arrive at the inn.
Let's go to the display camp. Come on.
Dun, dun, dun.
The tavern, you mean?
Tavern, yes, yeah, sorry.
Let's say, if there's an inn, why am I sleeping in a tent?
Technically, it's a tavern. People sleep there, but on the floor.
Technically.
Ooh, I almost blew my paper.
Can I see yours?
No, James said no.
Fish.
Oh, I see.
Rolls before Becky's.
You just have any creeps?
What?
Yikes.
I did say
it. Somebody saw
it. You told me about it. No, you don't want it, so I broke.
That's not
it.
Where
did you get those from? Where did you get those from? I was coming up. At least we don't know this thing.
They have some... No.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't your dietitian.
You probably have to ask one of your parents.
Yeah.
Here
you
go.
Thank you.
Let's
go do the camp.
Okay.
Bye, I love you all. Yes,
here you go, Arden.
Oh.
Make
sure you
get the ice cream
cone. I found the stuff, your ice cream.
There you go, Becky.
Another one?
And
I still have.
Pass this one to...
I have one.
To Thomas?
But that person's on the ship and they're not on the ship anymore.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
This is someone from the inn.
Yep.
Someone in the inn.
What's the point of this?
Well, these are dangerous.
They're going to the tavern. They're still searching for the assassin.
I could only have a few of them at a time.
I have several other people. I would just run these as NPCs.
All right. Why is the music not playing?
I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do this, just pull people to a table.
I'm going to diabetes. Kamalia says,
we have a mate.
It could be that.
Me and Amy. Or they're the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
It could be that we only need to speak to the passengers that might be in the tavern.
Oh, yeah.
It also could be that we might recognize somebody from the descriptions that we have. I don't know.
Awesome, ain't it?
I'm a baker.
I guess let's look and see who we see there.
Baker.
The only good description we have is, well, reasonable description is the brown hair between 5.5 and 6 foot tall. Unless somebody's dragging around a lot of furniture, or a lot of luggage or a chest.
Okay. All right, so Amalia and Victor stand in the just inside the door of the inn room. Do any of the male characters appear to be 5.5 to 6 feet tall with brown hair?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got one for sure. I've got a 6 foot with salt and pepper hair.
I always wanted to get someone swirly.
That's it.
How far from here is the pan reach?
Is what?
The pan reach.
The pan reach is basically the southern capital of the Beaumarch, so not far. 75 to 100 miles.
Overland.
We're on an island.
Yes, you're on an island. Everything's overland.
No, you're from the pan reach, dude?
An adventure island. The island that mysteriously appeared last year.
She's tiny, but she's
there. She's vicious.
Okay, so do you only want to target? Whoops, you only want to target that one individual that possibly meets that description, or is there anyone else you want to target? So let's don't tell your number or your name, but give us the basics of your description, and then James can decide if it makes any connection. I'll do these ones first. So these guys kind of fairly obviously look like sailors. A sailor in his mid-30s with salt and pepper hair, brown eyes. A sailor in his early 30s with dark hair, brown eyes. It's a female. That's a female. Dark hair, brown eyes. Just under 6 foot, 170 pounds. A sailor in his early 20s with black hair, brown eyes. A sailor in his late 30s with gray hair and blue eyes, over 6 foot tall, 180 pounds.
They have the same clues.
The letters are the same. But you might get, pay attention because some might get further out to the right. You might get some G's or things like that.
I have HGS.
I was done.
This is the only thing I don't have.
What's the number?
87.
Thank you for being discreet.
He did say not to say it, so.
On the list, there.
I have a feeling you're going to beat me this week.
I hope so.
I'm sure my guys will underperform again.
Oh, shit, right.
Just like they have been.
Well, that attitude is possible.
Okay. So, basic description of the other people in the room. We have this look right here. So, these are, I don't think any of you have a sailor, correct? Everybody has a passenger? Okay. So, Becky, what is your basic description?
About late 30s, brunette hair, brown eyes, about 5'8", about 150 pounds, female. No, they were out there.
Oh. Not recently, though. I just have to select you.
Sorry.
Blonde hair, green eyes, 5'9", buck 50, woman.
Are you old?
Huh?
Are you old? Are you crusty?
Mid-20s. Profession.
Run.
Age? Am I giving you my age?
General description.
Maybe mid-30s, gray hair, blue eyes, 6 foot, 190 pounds, male.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.